Okay, so we're going to go ahead. If Ann and Emily and Steve and Sarah could come on up. Last week we had Zeb and Candy up here with another couple, and they were started out a new house church. And so these guys are getting ready to launch something, and so tell us about.
We have the four of us. If you don't know, this is Emily, I'm Andy, Steven, and Sierra. We've been talking for several months now about just kind of what's been on our hearts to open up Steven's house.
Andy's house.
for just anyone and everyone who would want to join us. We've been praying into this, trying to get a vision for kind of what it looks like. Stephen and I will both tell you, and anybody that knows us will tell you, that we don't want to be up here and preach a sermon every week. So we're similar in that respect, but we also believe that through Jesus Christ, we can give anyone that shows up everything they need for just to have that peace, joy, and righteousness through Jesus Christ. And that's what I think is on our hearts for anybody that wants to show up. We are going to do, I've just got some specifics, but we're going to do 12 weeks of committed once a week meeting on Wednesday nights. And then after that, you're welcome to show up for the next 2 years at Stevens every Wednesday, but I might not be there. So yeah, 12 weeks, and then we might just open it up and just have a house church after that that just continues. We don't know right now, but you want to say some things now?
Yeah, some of the overarching vision of it is His kingdom is righteousness, joy, and peace, and that should be the expectation for us as believers, us as in our marriages, in our children, in our homes, in our culture. Our expectation should be right living, joy, and peace. And so we're going to go through some specifics, how that manifests in different areas of our lives. I have to jump off of the Holy Spirit's intentions to start with Dad's word this morning. Bloated self-awareness of self, pride, i.e. pride, destroys. We see that with Satan. You see that with in the garden. Started this destruction process of this earth and of our bodies. Radical sacrificial love restores.
That's good.
And to continue off of the verse Dad started with, that is one of the foundational, the first 2 weeks, it's on all of our hearts that we start with prayer and we end with prayer. And specifically Ephesians 3 was on our hearts. And I had to finish off of what Dad started with, that he may, verse 16, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his spirit in your inner being. Verse 17, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints. That's why we're gathering together, all the saints, to grasp the breadth, the length, height, and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. And I think that that's one of the foundational things we want to dive in together, of searching out his heart again through the validation and love of the Father towards us. And that's what starts this restoration. And so we want to begin to ask the Lord to do that. And it's funny, I think we can get confused flesh and soul a little bit sometimes, where we're called to put to death the misdeeds of the flesh and this body that so tends towards self-preservation. I don't think we're called to do the same thing to our soul. I think there's an alignment of its source, but and a validation that happens from the Father. And so anyway, that's some of the vision, and we won't go into all the topics of what those will be. We will have some handouts next week kind of laying that out, so you can kind of have a vision of what these 12 weeks might look like, but not this Wednesday, the following Wednesday.
I just said another couple practical things is that we will have a babysitter available for anybody. If you have kids or worried about that, we have somebody that's wanted to donate the babysitter fee, so that'll be free. If don't worry about babysitting. It'll be on site, we are going to probably start out with a little bit of worship. Stephen has agreed to start the meetings with a little bit of worship, so we're excited about that also. And the main thing also that we wanted was on these topics, we wrote out the topics, and we really believe that hopefully the Holy Spirit has led us into choosing the topics that we're going to go over every week. Some of these topics we could spend 12 weeks on one topic, you know, but mm-hmm. we're just going to keep it very topical, as you would say.
That's good. Yeah, I get it. It's a great word.
Honestly, yeah. Some of these topics I do not feel comfortable or empowered to teach on. So I'm excited for any one of you to teach me on these topics also and to learn from Stephen also. So I think that's one thing that we're both is on both of our hearts is to have you guys come and know what the topic is going to be prior to the week and to be praying into that also. So I think that's the reason for giving kind of a somewhat of an outline is to have more than just us teaching or more than just us leading the groups. So
it's good. It's good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You girls have.
Yeah. So you want to get the address and the date again and time.
141 North Emporia.
We'll have a sheet next week that will have all this if you forget. So we'll have a sheet that you can grab and have physically.
Next Wednesday, not this Wednesday, following 6:30.
Which is the 10th, right? Is it the 10th?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. So good. We're excited about this. We love to put these up in front because it's about the information about the deal, and you can join this, and that's wonderful. But this is normal Christianity, meaning there are two major primary things that should be happening in our lives. Love of God, that we're working on that, we're loving, and that we're working on loving each other. Loving one another. Those two commands, the two great commands, are what we want to keep modeling here. What I just did in the first sermon was probably some articulation about love of God and getting yourself right in your heart, you know? But this is the way this manifests in such a powerful way. And so before we pray for them, I wanted to tell you, when we do this, it's kind of like discipleship and encouragement. I have no interest in creating a cell group system or house church system that's a container and small deal so we can build this big meeting. We actually think that this is church. What they're doing is going to be actual church. This is an equipping meeting for the church. We hope that's great. We want you to be blessed. But we want to see the body interacting with one another because it's normal Christianity. So Jesus says in John 13, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I've loved you. You also are to love one another. By this all people will know that you're my disciples if you love one another. So they're going to cover some topics, but what they're going to do is they're going to love each other. And they're going to love one another. And when they're going to do that, they're going to give a testimony to the city, to the neighborhood, and even to the kingdom of darkness that they're disciples. The greatest witness can be that you and I are learning how to love each other. So we don't want anybody feeling condemnation. You're not in a small group. But we want you to think about, are you in community? Are you in kingdom community? Because it's the way that in a way that we show that we're disciples, okay, is that we're loving one another. So when that Nazarene guy came, sorry to mention it again, but he came in here for planting for the state, and he says, hey, what's going on here? He knew and looked on our website that there's a lot of house churches. And some guy said, I help lead a house church movement, which is not true because I love the shelf lifeness. I love it that you're saying 12, and both these couples have been in house churches and gone, it's done. We need to move on to the next phase. We're not trying to start a house church that goes till Jesus comes. We want to obey what God's doing in community. And so I hope you're being in it because there's a measure of blessing this morning. I hope you're blessed by the word and what we do and the experience of worship. But it's just a measure. The fullness of what God wants is that the body comes together in its giftings and is ministering to one another. And so you're missing. We just don't want you to miss out on the glory of how God designed the body. Amen. Great. So we want to pray for these guys. You want to jump up here with me? And Amy, you want to come up here, sweetie? Lizzie, could you? Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to bring attention to that. Yeah. Amen. So we do this right now, not because I don't have a church law. We're doing it because we're endorsing what's of heaven. This is heaven. It's a kingdom. I mean, these guys are trophies of grace, but it's a manifestation of heaven. And so we're going to just lay hands on them to say, amen. As it is in heaven, let it be on earth. So Lord, thank you in the name of Jesus for these trophies of grace. We give you all the glory that their hearts want to pursue you and want to pursue one another. It's your glory. Thank you for grandpas and grandmas and uncles and aunts and friends and parents that poured in, but it's you. But we are thankful that they said yes. And they're saying yes to your call. It is an inconvenience to get in the car again with a bunch of babies and to go out. But it's worth it. It's worth it. And so thank you what you're going to do in their community. Bless their time together. Let revelation flow, yes. And let love, we say, mature. Love people that need love deeply come, and may they love one another, and may it be known on Emporia Street and in El Dorado that they're disciples because they love one another. Pray for a testimony of disciples by love. And so, Lord, we commit to them, commission them to really bear fruit for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. It's good. Thanks, guys.